For WFIU Arts News, I'm David Wood. The Roundabout Opera for Kids has been performing operas in schools across Bloomington for 7 years. This week, they take the show on the road with 22 performances in 5 days in schools across Missouri. One of the operas the group will perform is Mooch the Magnificent, a piece commissioned by Roundabout's founder and director, Kim Carballo. Annie Corrigan has more.
It's a Sunday evening at the Jacobs School of Music. Kim Carballo has assembled a group of 3 singers and 4 instrumentalists to read through a new opera called Anna y su Sombra. Pianist Andrew Pham admits that he hasn't practiced the music, but that's okay. Everyone is sight reading tonight.
So I just printed it out and I haven't looked at it at all.
Everybody's sight reading.
This opera will eventually be performed in elementary schools across the area, and he appreciates the opportunity to get off campus. He says it's easy to get stuck in a bubble when performing for faculty members who can hear such subtle musical nuances.
For these, it's all about the big picture of the big story that you're telling, and it's a good change of scenery, so to speak.
Anna y su Sombra is the second commission by the Roundabout Opera for Kids, designed specifically for young audiences. The first was Mooch the Magnificent, which premiered in August 2012. Mooch is one of the operas the group is performing on their tour to Missouri.
The idea is that the Earth has had enough junk happen to it that people have to go and live inside bubbles.
Kim Carballo is the founder and director of Roundabout Opera for Kids.
And so everything that's inside the bubble is an artificial construction. So even the zoos are filled not with real animals, but with mechanicals.
Along comes a girl named Mooch. She is an orphan. She's about 14 or 15.
Composer Lauren Bernofsky.
And she is bothered by these robots that sort of look like animals, but it bothers her that they don't really act like real animals.
And she's all about returning to the wilds and begins by making the animals wild. Then they have to decide whether or not they're going to escape from the bubble.
Katie Dukes-Walker is one of the sopranos performing the role of Mooch with Roundabout.
The first line is, "My name is Mooch, which rhymes with pooch. If you'll give me a home, I'll give you a smooch." So.
The libretto was adapted by Scott Russell Sanders from his book, The Engineer of Beasts. Bernofsky already had the idea of writing an opera based on this text when Carballo approached her with a commission for Roundabout. The requirements were that the opera must be aimed at kindergarten through sixth graders, last no longer than 30 minutes with few scene changes, and be comprised of no more than 4 singers and 4 instrumentalists. Bernofsky didn't adjust her musical language to appeal to a young audience. In fact, she says she uses dissonances to tell the story.
As they get more wild, I start throwing in like little minor seconds. So I might have, say, a minor triad, but I'm going to throw in a minor second or two that's going to rub against one of the notes that's part of the triad, just to show that, okay, there's something that's just a little wild, just a little out of control here. Something bad might happen.
Carballo formed Roundabout in 2006 as a way to give Indiana University music students more performance opportunities and to provide support to local schools' arts programs. Those first shows consisted of traditional opera arias, and now, 7 years later, the group has 2 commissions under its belt. Carballo says the audiences have evolved since those first performances as well.
And so they would sit there and cover up their ears and be like, "Oh, it's so loud." There's still some kids that'll sit there and cover up their ears and say, "Oh, it's so loud." But then the rest of them will say, "How do you do that? That's so cool. You don't even have a microphone. Did you swallow a microphone?" You know.
The Bloomington Project School has hosted operas by Roundabout 3 years running. In fact, the school's kindergartners through fifth graders were the audience for the premiere of Mooch. Chris Boltman is the performing arts specialist at the Bloomington Project School.
For third graders, they've seen it for 3 years in a row. They've seen an opera. And for them, it's like, okay, sure, that's not so unusual. People singing on stage, I can appreciate that. And then they expect more and more year after year. If anything, I think their expectations are raised for what kind of performances they're going to see.
Carballo adds that the school kids are experiencing a type of performance that doesn't happen even in a concert hall.
You know, when you go into a theater and, you know, there are the people on the stage and here we are in the audience, and there can be a chasm there between the people who are receiving the performance and the people who are doing the performance. With the kids, a lot of the spaces that we're in, it's like a gymnocafetorium, so there's not that automatic fourth wall.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
Learn more about the Roundabout Opera for Kids on their website. Find a link on our website, wfiu.org/arts.